After this, our Lord Jesus appointed 72 others to send them ahead of him in pairs to every town and place where he intended to go. He said to them, "The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. So ask the owner of the harvest to send workers into his harvest. Now go. I am sending you out like lambs into the midst of wolves. Don't carry with you a money pouch or a food bag or sandals, and don't greet anyone on the way. In whatever house you enter, first say, 'Peace be upon this house.' If a man of peace is there, your peace will rest on him. If not, it will return to you. Stay in the same house, eating and drinking what they offer, because the worker deserves his pay. Don't move from house to house. Whenever you enter a town and its people welcome you, eat what is offered to you. Heal the sick who are in the town and say, 'The kingdom of God has come to you.' But whenever you enter a town and its people do not welcome you, go out into its streets and say, 'Even the dust of your town, which has clung to our feet, we shake off at you. But know that the kingdom of God came near you.' I tell you, the situation of Sodom on the day of judgment will be easier to bear than the situation of that town. How terrible it will be for you, Chorazin! How terrible it will be for you, Bethsaida! For if the miracles that took place on you had taken place in Tyre and Sidon, their people would have repented long ago and demonstrated this by sitting clothed in sackcloth with ashes on their heads. But the situation of Tyre and Sidon on the day of judgment will be easier to bear than your situation. And you, Capernaum, will you be lifted up to heaven? No. Instead, you will descend into the pit. Anyone who listens to you is listening to me, and anyone who rejects you is rejecting me. And anyone who rejects me is rejecting the one who sent me." The 72 came back joyful and said, "Master, even the demons surrender to us by the power of your name." Then he said to them, "I saw Satan falling from heaven like lightning. I have given you authority to trample on serpents, scorpions, and every power of the enemy, and nothing will harm you. But do not rejoice merely because the spirits surrender to you. Rather rejoice that your names are written in heaven." At that time, Jesus was filled with joy in the Holy Spirit and said, "I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these matters from wise men and scholars and have revealed them to simple people. Yes, Father, for this is your good will. My Father has entrusted everything to me. No one knows who the Son is except the Father, and no one knows who the Father is except the Son, and those to whom the Father wishes to reveal him." Then he turned to his disciples and said to them privately, "How fortunate are the eyes that see what you see. For I tell you, many of the prophets and kings wanted to see what you see, but didn't see it, and to hear what you hear, but didn't hear it." One time an expert in religious law stood up to test Jesus, saying, "Teacher, what must I do so that I can have a share in eternal life?" Jesus said to him, "What does the Torah say? What do you read in it?" He answered, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, and all your soul, and all your ability, and all your thinking, and love the next person just as you love yourself." Jesus said to him, "Your answer is correct. Do this, and you will live." But the man wanted to justify himself. So he said to Jesus, "Who do you mean by the next person?" Jesus replied to him, "A man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho, and he fell into the hands of robbers. They took his clothes away from him, beat him up, left him half dead, and went away. Now it happened that a cleric was coming down the same road. When he saw him, he walked by on the other side of the road and went on. In the same way, a member of the staff at the temple of God came upon the scene, and when he saw him, he walked by on the other side of the road and went on. But a Samaritan was traveling, and he came upon the man. When he saw him, he had pity on him. He went over to him, poured oil and wine on his wounds, and bandaged them up. Then he put the man on his pack animal, took him to an inn, and took care of him. The next day, he took out 2 silver coins and gave them to the innkeeper, and said to him, "Please take care of him, and if you spend more than this, I'll pay it back to you when I return." Now, in your opinion, which one of these 3 men complied with the commandment to love the next person with regard to the man who fell into the hands of the robbers? The expert in religious law replied, "The one who treated him with mercy." Then Jesus said, "Go and do as he did." As Jesus and his disciples were on their way, he arrived at a village, and a lady named Martha hosted him in her home. She had a sister named Mary, who sat at the feet of our Lord Jesus to listen to what he was saying. As for Martha, she was busy with a lot of work. She came and said, "Master, doesn't it concern you that my sister has left me to do the work by myself? Tell her she should help me." The Lord answered her, "Martha, Martha, you are concerned and troubled over many things, even though what is needed is just one thing. Mary has chosen the best part, and it will not be taken away from her."